There's a show we're starting here tomorrow. My mom might have problems getting back technically, so we'll wait one more day. So today we're going to do a little bit of a Hakdama, an introduction to the Inyanim to help us get familiar with the Inyanim. In Minda Raisa, there's a Chiddush by Macholas Yisuris of Chometz that we don't have by other Macholas Yisuris. Chutz in the Issa Achila and the Issa Hanok, the Torah is Mechadish, two other dinim. Number one, there's the Issa Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. You're not allowed to have Chometz in your Rishos. Number two, there's a Mitzvah essay of Tashbisu, when the Koya to be Mefar the Chometz before Pesach. In our Mishnah, it says a Chiddush that it doesn't say B'chlal Zabafurish in the Torah. In our Mishnah, it says Boikin es Chometz le'or haner. It says there's a Chayvus Dika. Meaning you could understand the Issa, the Dinim of the Torah, when you know you have Chometz. In our Mishnah's Mechadish, even when you don't know you have Chometz, the Mechuyev Livdoik Acher es Chometz. And that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Because the Mishnah is Machadish, something which is not Mefurish. The Shaila is, where does this Chayvus Bdika come from? As Rashi, the first Rashi, the second Rashi, Rashi has a Boikin Shelo Yavralov, Bebal Yirah, Ubebal Yimotze. It's the Rishonim Amidaik in Rashi that the Chayvus Bdika is the Araisa. That the Avera, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, is Mechayv a person to be Boidik to make sure he doesn't have Chometz. Tosfos asks on Rashi that Kivan Ditzar Bittel, if you're going to be Mevatel, you're not going to be Oivam Bal Yirah. As Tosfos says that the Chayvus Bdika is Midrabanan Kidei Shelo Yavoy La'Achray. As learning the Mishnah Kipshuta without seeing the Gemara later on, one could come and think maybe there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Bdikas Daraisa or Bdikas Darabanan. So you want to make Hakdama to the Inyanim. That Bain Rashi, Bain Tosfos both hold, there's a Bdika Daraisa and there's a Bdika Darabanan. Machlokes is in Pshat what the Mishnah is talking about. And let's be Baina the Inyanim. The Yeshua, the Rishonim, Amitzayin, there are two Gemaras that are Mavur, that the Bedika is the Raisa and the Rabbana. Number one, there's a Gemara on Dalet Amit Beis. The Gemara is talking about, is a cotton, is a Isha Nemon to say that they did Bedika's Chometz. Normally, a cotton is not Nemon on Mitzvah's the Raisa. A Zogta Gemara, that being that we did Bittul already, because the Takana is Haboidik Sarach Shiyavato, as therefore the Din Bdika is Derabonon and the cotton is Neman. That's the Gemara on Dalet Amid Beis. A similar Gemara on Yud Amid Aleph is talking about a Sofik if there's Chometz, and the Gemara says that if you did Bittul already, Bdika is Derabonon, so you say Sofik Derabonon Lukula. As we have two Gemaras that are Mufur, that before you do Bittul, Bdika is Daraisa. Like Rashi says, Kadei Shelo Yavar B'Bal Yirah, B'Bal Yimotzeh. After you do Bittul, there's still a Chiy Bdika, Midrabono. Kach is Mufur in two Gemaras. Rashi himself, on the bottom of Dalet Amid Aleph, speaks this out, that Bdika is Daraisa Mishum Bal Yirah, but after Bittul, there's still a Chiy Bdika, Midrabono. As Rashi himself speaks it out on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, Tosfos speaks it out on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, on Daf Tes Amid Beis, that Bdika is the Raisa before Bittul, Mishum Bal Yirah, like Rashi, and it's Midrabanan after Bittul, Mishum Shema Yavoy La'Ochra. As L'Choyre comes out, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that Be'etzem the Chayvus Bdika has two levels to it. There's one Chayvus Bdika Daraisa, Mishum Bal Yirah, and then Chayvus Bdika Midrabanan after Bittul. Rashi and Tosfos both hold that way. And the other Rishonim, it's Mefurish B'Divrei. In the Rabbeinu David, the Maram Chalavi, the Ritva, they all speak out that Zichud is a Chiyuv Daraisa Bdika and a Chiyuv Midrabanan. What's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? what the Mishnah is talking about. Is the Mishnah talking about the Chiyuv D'oraisa? That's Rashi, it's Baal Yirah. And according to Tosis, Tosis says, no, once Tzarech Levatel, as the only Chiyuv the Mishnah is talking about is the Chiyuv Midrabbanan. It's not a machloikis, it's a big as the rice of the Rabbana. Machloikis is in pshat what the Mishnah is talking about. Oh, this is one hadgasha. It's not gdoma poshet setting yonim right. There's one shita which l'choyer is mevur, there is no choyer's bika the rice. He's choylik on Rashi. The Rambam in Perik Beis, Halacha Aleph, says, mitzvah da raisa l'hashvis es hachomitz. And Halacha Bey says, "Umitzu mi divrei soifrim livdoik achar hachometz." The Rambam, if he finishes listing off all the mitzvahs daraisa, he said, "And there's a mitzvah mi divrei soifrim livdoik es hachometz." Mavur in the Rambam, there is no mitzvah mi daraisa livdoik es hachometz. Not like Rashi, not like Tosfos. Tzarech Levar, what's the machlokes? How does the Rambam answer the Gemara on Daf Dalet and Daf Yud? Bez Hashem we'll see. This Kodem is just a Mesada D'Inyan. Now let's go in a little bit more into the Havana of Rashi. Rashi says, Yimuchuyiv to be boydik, shelo yavar v'bal yirah v'bal yimotzeh. Frek de Pnei Yeshua, where Yimuchuyiv to be boydik? In a makom shemachnisin boy chamas. Derech klal, most people clean, most people know where most of their chametz is. Tain is the Pnei Yeshua that the chances that there are chametz in Makom Shemachnisim by chametz is less than right. As l'chayrin klalei ha-teira, you should be able to rely that there's no chametz. You know where most of your chametz is. Mechateisen, there should be chametz in a Makom Shemachnisim. It's a chshash, it's just a suffix. And the suffix, he says, the mere percentage, 30%, 35%. As why you mechuyev to be boidik a room when there's a 35% chance that there's chametz there, or the klal is, we always go baser loy. Thus frekt the Pnei Yeshua. As the emesis in the Rishonim on Dalet Amid Beis, they say that in a mokum shemachnisim by chametz, there's a chazaka that there was chametz there. Being that you know you brought chametz there, as it's becheskas that it has chametz. And Pnei Yeshua held not that way, Misvara, but they learned there's a cheskas chametz. But frek the Pnei Yeshua a garin jesam b'shayla. This is a shena shayla to start the inyanim. The Mishnah says one of the places that Yomuchuyiv lived like is a martev. Why Yomuchuyiv lived like in a martev? We're talking about a martev of yayin. Zot Rashi, because there's a chash, maybe the shamish, in the middle of the meal, he went to get wine, and when he went to get wine in the middle of the meal, he came in with a piece of bread in his hand, and he put it down. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, in this seer, it's zicher chash. It's not a makom that you know you vaday brought chametz into. Over here, it's zicher a suffix. It's a suffix. Maybe when he went to get wine in the middle of the meal, maybe he brought in chametz and maybe he left it there. Boy, it's pashas is svek sveka. And afilu rochi, it's mavur in the Mishnah, there's a chayvus bdika. As frek de Pnei Yeshua, l'choyra, Rashi in the Mishnah says, bdika is mishum bal yirah. Mashmi is learning the Mishnah is bdika dar raisa. As why in a maltev would you have a chayv bdika midar raisa? So Shulchan Aruch HaRav wants to say that in Ochinami, in a maltev, the Chiyav Bdika is Midarabon. Stimus Rashi is very not mashma that way. L'choyer, it's mashma in Rashi, the whole Mishnah is the Rais. If over there is the Rabbanon, Rashi should have said, and this Chelik of the Mishnah is only the Rabbanon. And there are Nafkaminas. Nafkamina, what's the din by a Suffolk? A Suffolk Bdika, do you say Suffolk the Rabbanon Lukulo, Suffolk the Rais Lukulo? It's mashma. Rashi should have spoken it out. As that's the ha'ara of the Pnei Yeshua. What's the chiyav dika by maltev? Why are you mechuyav to be boidik your maltev? And it's mefurish in the Mishnah. L'choyer over there, it's a chashash ba'alma. It's zikr amir. As l'choyer you should be saimach. Oh. That's the shayla of the Pnei Yeshua. It needs an answer. Be'ez Hashem osi. Oh. Another shayla that the Rishonim handle. Now, another shayla that the Achreinim handle is this Yesedis Dika Makor Chaim, on Or Chaim, the Yeshivas HaMishpat wrote a sefer on Or Chaim called Mekor Chaim. As in Simon Tov Lamed Aleph, he handles, the Torah says it's usher to have chametz, but the Torah never told you you have to be boidik. As why do you have to be boidik? Why are you mechuyev to be boidik? As he says, the bdika of chametz is dumya to the likas toilayim that we have by macholim. The marshal, let's talk about the zman hazeh. When you buy lettuce, especially in America, you have to be boidik your lettuce. Why do you have to be boidik your lettuce before you eat it? Because there's very matzui that it should have toilayim. As it doesn't say in the Torah that there's a chiyav bdika for toilayim. How do you know you have to be boidik your lettuce? Where do you know? It's a svara. The Torah says it's asur to eat toilayim. And the facts are that toilayim are matzui in lettuce. As misvara, you're mechuyev to do it. As tainet the nesiv, the makar chayim, the same way by bedigas toilayim, which there's an iser to eat toilayim. And because there's an iser to eat toilayim, kedei to prevent yourself from eating toilayim. You mechuyev livdoik, and that's a mefurish halacha in Yoyadeya, simin pei dalet. As huadin, the same geder is the chiyev bdika of chametz. There's an iser of bal yirah, bal yimotzeh. Maybe you have chametz. As kedei not to be over bal yirah, bal yimotzeh, you mechuyev to be boidik your chametz. That's how the Mekor Chaim learns the geder of the din. Dikas doime to dikas talayim, which is a svara. The Torah doesn't have to say it. If it's aser, and maybe it's there, you gotta be boidik for it. Of Lamaisa, there are very strong questions on the Mahalach of the Nesivis Bedas Rashi in dikas chametz. Number one, the Gemara on Daf Zayin says that Dikas Chametz Haboidik Sarech Shiyavarech. As we all know, on Lel Dikas Chametz, we make a bracha on Dikas Chametz. By Dikas Toilayim, there's no bracha. When you check the Maror for the Lel HaSeder, you don't make a bracha on the checking. Why not? If it's the same thing, why don't you make a bracha? As the Teretz is, why don't you make a bracha on Dikas Toilayim? Because Bdikas Toilayim is not a mitzvah of the Torah. The Torah wasn't mitzava you to do it. No, if you don't want to be over, it's your eitzah not to be over. You only make a bracha on things where the Torah was mitzava you. It's a mitzvah. Over here is prevention method. It's a way not to be over Isurim. But there's no chiv in the Torah to do it. You can't say, Hashem kirishonu b'mitzvoysav v'tzivonu. The Torah wasn't mitzava you. As l'choira, you don't. That's why you don't make a bracha. Is why by Bdikas Chametz is there a din that you make a bracha to feed this mahalach. V'oid, another interesting shaila, the Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph says that by Bdikas Chametz, this din is reason makdimin l'mitzvahs. You have to do it in early in the day as possible. Let's say Bdikas by night, you do it right away in the beginning of the night because reason makdimin l'mitzvahs. In Bdikas Toilayim, you find the din of Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzis. You have to check your lettuce as soon as you come home from Shacharis if you want to eat it. No, we never found such a thing. Why? It's not a mitzvah. It's my eitzah if I don't want to be over, as I'm doing this to prevent. It's not a mitzvah that there's a din of Zrizim Makdim. By Bdika, we find that it's a mitzvah that has a din of Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzis. As l'choyre, if it's a regular din of Bdikas Toilayim, like the way the Mekor Chaim understood it, why is there a din to make a bracha? Why is there a din of Zrizim Makdim? That l'choyre will be mechayiv, a different mahalach, and to understand Rashi, that it's not stam of Bdikas Toilayim. No, Baal Yira itself is mechayiv Bdika. And that needs a beer. So that will leave it. That's just a nekuda, something to think about in Rashi. There's the two big shailas on Rashi. The Makor of Rashi, Bdika da Raisa Mishum Bal Yiraz, the Gemara Daf Dalit, the Gemara Daf Yud. Shaila number one, Frek de Pnei Yeshua, Makom Shemach Nisim Boi Chometz, it's a miyat there's Chometz, the Ubafran in a Martif, the Tzir of the Mishnah. As why over there is there Chiv da Raisa to be Boidik? Shaila number one. Shaila number two, what's the geder of bdika? Hare, the Torah only said it's also to have chametz. It didn't tell you to be boidik. As Makar Chaim learns, it's main b'dikas talayim, it's a svara. If you don't want to be over, do something that you shouldn't be over. If that's the case, why is there a din of Zvizim Makdimim? Why is there a din that you make a bracha? So those are the two shilas of the Deilech Rehman. It's the guy to see the Pnei Yeshua inside, the Makar Chaim, to help you to get into the Inyan. The Rishonim handle a different angle, a very interesting angle. The Rabbeinu David and the Ran ask, what happens if you're Boidik and you miss something? Are you over? And there's a famous story by the Chazon Ish. One time, they were in the middle of Pesach. They moved the refrigerator over. There was a problem with the electricity. They moved the refrigerator over and they found chametz. It's one of the bachrim who was there went mishuga. What in the Chazon Ish's house? They found chametz on Pesach. Even the Chazon Ish's bdika, the most chumradig bdika, it's possible to find chametz on Pesach. Yeah. As the Chazon Ish said, a good teretz, it's a makom shem machnisim boy chametz. Even Chazon Ishnik in Beibrak, they learned the first Mishnah. Yeah. It wasn't b'chuyiv to be b'chuyiv, but it even happens. What happens? You did mamish a gevaldig a b'dika kivad, not in a makam shem achnisim. Let's say, you know, in a makam shem achnisim, you found chametz. Are you over or not? What's the shot? As the Rishonim say, l'chayra, okay, you tried to do it, but if you didn't find it, you're over. But then the Rishonim say, so how could Baal Yirah be mechayev you to do bdika? Bdika is not a foolproof method. If you're going to do bdika, maybe you're going to miss something, and maybe you're going to be over. Bittul, if you do bittul, it's 100% foolproof. Because once you're mevatel it, you're zichur not over. As l'chayra, Baal Yirah should be mechayev bittul over bdika, because midaraisa, because bittul, you for sure get rid of all Baal Yirah problems. And in bdika, you don't. That's the shayla, the Rishonim handle. The Zaylim could look at it. We're just touching on the nekudas. With the time, the Zaylim will see what the Rishonim handle. Oh. Okay, so that's Shitas Rashi, the Choyvis bdika is Mishum Baal Yirah, the different Ha'aras and Machshavas in Rashi. Taisus is Cholek on Rashi. And Taisus says the Mishnah is not talking about the Chi Abdika Daraisa because Aboidik Sarach Shiavatal. As Bizman has said that everyone who does Bdika does Bittel, there's no Chi of Daraisa to do Bdika. As we're talking about the Chi Abdika Darabana. What's the Chi Abdika Darabana? Taisus says, Mishum Shema Yavoi Lo'ach. We're afraid you eat chametz the whole year, you're used to it. As if you're going to be mevatel and you're going to leave it around, you're going to come to eat it. Maybe you'll find it on Pesach if you didn't get rid of it. It's therefore chazal mechayiv you to be boidik and mevar, even though you did bittul. Ad kan tesis bayos. Is there a nafka mina in the chiyuv dika of Baal Yirah, Baal Yamotze, and the chiyuv dika of Shema Yavoi Lo'ach? As one interesting nafkamina la'alocha is, do you have to be baidik in a Beis HaMedrash and in a Beis HaKnesses? People bring in chametz. Number one, you have kedushim, mizman hazeh, good food. You have a kiddush with a lot of mizaynis. You bring into the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses. Some bachrim come, they eat breakfast, avreichim too in the Beis Medrash. It's a makam shemachnisim boi chomet, zikr. But on the other hand, everyone's mafke the chomets. Anyone who leaves their chomets behind in a Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses is zikr mafke, because he knows someone's going to take it. Yeah. Zikr, if he leaves it there, it's hefker. It's hefker meila. You don't even need to be mafke. It's partial. As Baal Yirah, Baal Yamotze, you're not over, because it doesn't belong to anyone. But Shema Yavala Ochla, there is. If there's chametz in a Beis HaMedrash and a Beis HaKnesses, someone's gonna come to eat it, maybe on Pesach. As l'chayra, that would be an interesting nafkamina in the chayvis bdika if it's mishum shbal yirah bal yimotz. It's not shayich in a beis hakneses, beis hamedrash. But on the other hand, if it's mishum shama yavala ochloi, you would have a chiyuv. The mice of the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosis, that shama yavala ochloi, you have a chiyuv bdika in a beis hakneses, in a beis hamedrash. Interesting, who's bidik it? If it, the chametz doesn't belong to anyone, as who has the chayvus dika in a beis hakneses and a beis hamedrash? The gabbai. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. This is an interesting nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis. Very interesting. Does Rashi hold of chayvus dika midrabanan of shema yavarah? We don't have a Rashi in the whole Psachim that says that Dik is Mishum Shema Yavoy Lachloi Midrabanan. The Tzarech Bir. So what's the Chayvus Bir in Rashi Midrabanan? Rashi never mentions it. What's the reason for it? As Be'ez Hashem, we have to see more of what would be the Chayvus Bir Midrabanan in Rashi. As in the Rishonim, there's a Machshava that the Ran brings down a Mahalach, that it's not midrabanan mishum shema yavala achlai, but there's a chash, maybe a person's not mevato b'leiv shalos. Why? A person has whiskey. Some of this whiskey he spent $200 on each bottle. The whiskey is chometz gomor. And he comes before Pesach and he's mevatel it. As there's a chash, if he has Lashon Haran expensive chometz, maybe he's not mavato b'leiv shalem. And memela, if the bittel is not a good bittel, there's still a chash of bal yirah. Tach the Ran learns. As the fi zeh, it's midrabanan mishum bal yirah. So lie in Rashi, Rashi says shelo yavra lo b'bal yirah. Maybe Rashi means that's the reason for the bittel derabanan, b'dika derabanan too. Rashi's also Miramis on it. Maybe. There's Hashem, we'll see. Okay. Because that's a little bit of a start in how could it be Midaraisa? And understanding that what does Rashi do with the Derabbanan? And enough Gemina between Baal Yirah and Tosis. The Galumdus of Rashi and learning up the Pshat in the Mishnah, we'll see tomorrow. This could have been a Shir on Erev Pesach if you never open Pesachim to yet. But we didn't start yet, look. Just handle together. As Hashem, tomorrow we'll come into the sugya and we'll learn. It's one nekuda, just it's good actually we have most of the new guys separately, that one of the big adjustments to the mirror, it's very important to understand before you come, one of the big adjustments to the mirror is the mirror moves very fast. And when you come from Chutz Laaretz, we all went through it, it's a big adjustment. So, Gerada, the easiest mesechta to do it on is Pesachim. You'd rather have a mazel. Why? Because it's not Noshim and Ezekim. They're much less Mishainim and Bachrainim. As it's much easier to pick up the mirror and get it. The Eilam Tainas, it's very hard to understand. Like, I'm so used to learning one way. When I come to a new way of learning, like, why should I learn a different way? And it was Geshmak the other way. Why should I change? As Shmuel was a yeshiva of Panovich, and Panovich was the top yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, but many of the big Rosh Yeshivas of San Jose came from Reb Shmuel. The Amud of the yeshiva, the top shir in Eretz Yisrael for many years. But Reb Shmuel was close to the Brisker Rav. When the Brisker Rav met Reb Shmuel Lizovsky, he hopped his pilots from him so much that he said, I want to learn with him every week. And there were two people that the Brisker Rav said this on, Nachum and Reb Shmuel. Those were the two people he met. Everyone else, when the Brisker Rav met them, the Derev Klal, he had a shiloh and he slugged them up. And if they got a chavrusa shav, the Derev Klal, it was like once in a month. If someone else, the Nimtis Avram, he also had a Chavrusa shot with the Brisker Rav. How did he get it? When the barrel started shear, he agreed to go to a barrel. To start the barrel shear. So the risk of learning from one thing. But these guys, without the textbook, risk of spoke to them and learning, you might have this. If they get a cook, who would Shmuel work? The Shmuel used to send Chosha the Talmudim to the risk of love. And before we sent them, he used to tell them something. He used to say, when you're going to go to Bris, they learn differently in Bris. So rather, by the way, if you would have gone to Bris, you need the same speech also. When you go to Bris, they learn differently in Bris. I'm telling you, Meirush, that you could shtaik in different ways. There are many different mahalchim of Rimud, and you could shtaik. No one has one kinyan. This is the only way we learn, and there is no other way of learning. There's no such thing in Torah. Torah has many ways. Ayin Tanin, Mem Tanin, Yiddishtag in different ways. Every way has its. I just want to prepare you before that every way has its way to Shtag. These people said afterwards that the Shmuel helped them when they came, that Kilo they were prepared. It's going to be different, it's going to be hard. But we have what to grow from it, we have what to strike from it. And it's very important, Pasha, that's that fun of the common demeanor. It's different, but there's tremendous shine in it, there's tremendous thoughts in it. And it's hard as for all of us, you and Judah, the adjustment for us. But if you push them and you put the effort into it, you'll see there's a lot to strike and there's a lot to grow. Yes. And learning faster. Some people feel like I'm missing out on the ikkar. How could it be that in my yeshiva in America we spent a month and over here we only spent 2 days? Must be, I don't know it. I feel it's not as subtle. So one more story. One guy in the Chaim walked over to the Brisker Rav and he saw that the Brisker Rav was still on the cases on the third day. The Chaim said to the Brisker Rav, you have to learn how to learn B'iyun G'laich. Your whole life you can't go slow. You have to learn Torah. But you have to learn how to learn B'iyun G'laich means fast. You have to learn how to learn fast. You have to learn how to come to the Hikr and Yamin, the Hikr and Yitzhudas on the Sugya. Don't stand on so much light at the point. Don't bring so many Uriahs from other places. Focus in on the Hikr Sugya. And learn it up and learn it. That way you can become an emissary of Tamil Gaza. Now, you also have to learn slow. You also shy a lot from going slowly too. But we're just saying, yesh v yesh. There's a shy in one way, there's a shy in another way. Each one has its milas for everyone. It's important to come with the proper attitude. It is what the shy is. A lot of questions are coming that are coming from. How does the mahalach? A lot of the Torah in the world comes from the shiurim. I'm surprised how many Magid shiurim in America, they connect to the shiur, they listen to the shiur, they say over from the shiur, Ulai loy b'shmai, but they hear it, and they say over the Torah. There's a lot of shtayim, a lot of lachsim, a tremendous opportunity. The frat and this man of spirits are in there, where the Yidden made a very big change. They went from being in the Tzvayim, working in the field, and they went into the Beis Medrash. You know what it is? it's a mapecha of a Chayim. But that's what Spirit Sa'im is, miyuchid to make mapechas, to learn new ma'alchim, to pick up. As we achieve it together, to which go with Siyati Vishmaya, the day of Shogun Reitzalele of Melika, when Elam comes with an open mind, an open heart, wants to shtayg, wants to handle, the shtayging will be gevaldig in Siyati Vishmaya. And if someone's not open minded, they are slow as you in food, they're home. But if you're coming, it's a guy to the hockey, you see shtayg, and try to grow. Everyone should strike together.